Everybody, welcome. You are here with me, Tanya R. Taylor, your savvy online business builder, and welcome to 6 Steps to Your Website Wealth, easy solutions you can put in place right now. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to jump on this really, really important call that's going to help you with your website be more productive and make more money. We all like that. Hopefully you received my email today about the call, and there was a link to a handout. So if you have not had a chance to get that handout, you can download it so you can follow along. The website is bit.ly/websitewealth. Again, that's bit.ly/websitewealth. So go ahead and download that document. So since I am always long on content and short on time, I am going to go ahead and jump right into this call today. One of the things I want to do for those on the line who don't know me personally or maybe follow me on Facebook or Twitter or on LinkedIn, I just want to give you a little bit of information about me. And basically, I show small business owners savvy ways to use their website to be more productive, to create better promotions, and to increase their profits. I am the CEO of my very own company, Rising Star Ideas, been in business for 11 years. I'm also a contributing technology writer to BoomerLiving.com. I am their Boomer Entrepreneur writer, so you can check me out there. I am a writer for the BaltimoreExaminer.com. My section is all on social media, so if you're in the area and you want to get some free publicity, you can check me out there. And in my spare time, whatever that is, I also sit on the board of the American Marketing Association, the Baltimore chapter, where I am the director of social media. And I have been involved in technology for so many years, I can't even remember or count. But if anybody on the line is old enough, I go way back to the punch card days, and that's really, really old. I actually used punch cards when I first started learning how to program. Thank God they're gone now. And what I initially did when I started my company 11 years ago, the primary focus was on office automation and website development. But what I quickly learned is I was spending way more time trying to educate businesses why they needed a website, how they could use the website really to reduce costs. Like at the time we were talking about postage and putting papers on their website and other ways they could be more productive with their website. And the biggest thing I was spending my time doing is showing them how to maintain the website themselves, because it's so important to be able to do that skill. As a result of that, I spent a lot of my time convincing people how to use their website and showing them practical ways, low-cost tools, and no-cost tools they can use. I try everything out for myself, figure out what's good, what's not good, and then I recommend it to my clients, use it in my business, but I always figured out how to do that myself. So if we fast forward to today, like I said, I've tried just about everything, and I know what works and what doesn't work. But what I still realize with most small business owners is when they create a website, they create the website much like they think about that movie, The Field of Dreams. If I build a website, the people will come. Unfortunately, the people aren't coming. Just having a website won't bring you traffic. And what I'm finding is so many home-based businesses and small business owners think they can create their website and walk away thinking it's done. But the one thing I really want you guys to learn, if you don't learn anything from me tonight, but I know you will, is your website is never, ever done. Why? Because there's technology changes, campaigns change, your business change, so many things change. So you need to make sure that your website stays current. And most people create, small business owners create a certain type of website, which is called a brochure website or a static website. These websites are developed once. The information is hardly ever updated. I mean, you might go to somebody's website and you might still see something on there from Thanksgiving, and here it is February. So static websites are no longer in. And then the other thing you want to realize is 95%, roughly about 95% of the people who come to your website for the first time will not make a purchase. And unfortunately, you only have 5 to 7 seconds to convince someone to stay on your website or give them the reason to come back. So websites are even more important now with the current things that are going on in the Yellow Pages. I just posted something on Facebook, if you guys are following me there. You can actually opt out of receiving the Yellow Pages. So if you no longer have a Yellow Pages, the first thing people are going to do is try to look you up on your website. With smartphones, smart TVs, smart cars, so many smart items, you can actually find somebody a lot quicker on their website than going to the Yellow Pages. So I'm pretty sure the Yellow Pages, as we know it, just like those punch cards, will be something that will be obsolete really, really soon. So when we talk about a website, the type of website you really should have that keeps your customers coming back is called a dynamic website, or some people may even refer to this as a blog. So with this type of website, your content is always kept fresh, and that's what's important. It's important for your customers. It's important for search engines. It's important to have fresh content. That's what people are looking for. But even if you have fresh content, there are some mistakes you could be making that's keeping you from making money online. And it's up to you to stay top of mind to your customers. You can't think that they are going to remember you. So one of the mistakes that people may make with their website is not regularly communicating with their customers or potential customers. It could take months for you to find your customers and potential customers, whether they're offline customers or online customers. But you could lose them in seconds just by not communicating with them on a regular basis. And even as a small business owner, we often struggle with cost-effective ways to communicate with people and market our products and services. So using your website to do that is one of the ways you can get that done. Also, one of the mistakes you may be making is not knowing who your business is trying to target. Now, one of the things most people here will say, I've said it before, and people starting out, when you ask them, well, who's your target audience, and they'll say, well, everybody. Well, if everybody is your target audience, your product or service is not special, and nobody, it's probably for nobody. So it's better to try to niche down and find something or find someone specific to who you're trying to look for. And once you do that, you can easily find them online. There are pockets of people online waiting for your products and services or discussing things around your products and services, but your main focus is to find out who they are and what their needs are. Once you find out what their needs are, you can offer them exactly what they want, whether it's training materials, how-to documents, tutorials, coupons, you know, books, coaching, whatever. Just give them what they want. And another one of the mistakes that people could be making is not marketing in the right places. You want to make sure you're not wasting your time and not getting headaches and frustrated with your marketing efforts because you're not generating results. And a perfect example of this is one of my fun websites I have. It's all about cupcakes. It's something I started a few years ago as a play project. I found all of these really cool cupcake pictures and didn't want to let them go and created this website. And it's now a worldwide tool for cupcake bakers and people interested in cupcakes. If you want to check it out, it's cupcakeideasforyou.com. And the beauty of this is because I know who I'm marketing to on this website, mainly it's a resource for cupcake bakers to display their information. So I know the other websites that the cupcake bakers hang out on, and I can go there and get them to come to that website and list their bakeries. And in addition to this website being fun, it also is a money generator for me, too, because it's a directory system, again, that allows people to put their bakeries on there, free listing as well as a paid listing with pictures and everything people need when they're looking for cupcakes. So knowing who to market to and where to find them in the right places is a very important thing that will keep you keep your marketing going strong. Some people may try a marketing technique, if you want to call it a technique, that's called the spray and pray method. Basically, they may not know exactly who they're trying to target, so they'll push out their information to everybody. And one of the, a really good example of this is how people decide to use Facebook. One of the things that really irritates me with Facebook is invitations. And people do this because they friend everybody and think just because they have 1,000 friends that the friends want their products and services or are interested in their products and services. But if you are hosting an event in L.A. and I live in Maryland, it's pretty, you know, likely that I'm not going to attend your event. So you don't want to try the spray and pray method. It's better to really focus and target exactly who you're looking for when it comes to your target audience. So one of the things that you will see on your handout, hopefully you are following along there. Again, if you haven't downloaded the handout, you can get that at bit.ly/website wealth. So the next thing on the list that I want to talk a little bit about is how you can actually start attracting your ideal customers and keep them on your site. And this is a technique that won't cost you any money, but is severely underused. And this is called, really, article writing or article marketing, you might hear people calling it. And it doesn't matter whether you are a beginner or an expert. You can use article marketing as a no-cost technique to drive traffic to your website. And this is not any traffic. This is the right traffic. With these articles, you can use them over and over again. You can use them to easily position yourself as an expert or the go-to authority in your industry. And without getting too technical, you can also use these articles as a way to get more backlinks to your website, or you may hear people call it Google juice. And backlinks to your website is really the thing that drives traffic. Google loves websites with a lot of content. Google loves websites that have a lot of backlinks because more backlinks makes Google think you are more of an authority to your website. You may hear some people say, well, I built this website and it's not showing up in the search engine. Well, that's one of the reasons why it's probably not showing up in the search engine. You don't have enough backlinks to your website. You don't have enough Google juice. You're not doing some of these techniques. You're not using article marketing as one of the ways you can drive some traffic to your website. One of the things that this call is going to do is I am launching a very new program that I'm calling my Savvy Online Business Bootcamp program. And in this program, we are going to take a deeper dive into some of these topics where we will look at exact tools you need to use, resources, templates, everything. And I mentioned that on the handout. If you want to hop over there and get a sneak peek at the website, you can take a look at it. You can see it on savvybizbuilder.com/bootcamp. That will give you a little bit more about the program where we will take a look at some of these ideas and go into really, really deep levels of information about these products and services. So, how can you determine if the marketing, if you actually are doing article marketing, how can you determine if those things are working for you or not working for you? One of the ways you want to do that with your website, you need to make sure that your marketing is generating results. So even if you're doing everything else, you still need to make sure that you're actually generating results with your website. You need to know which marketing campaigns are working for you. You need to know if you're using social media, if social media is working for you. You need to measure and monitor those things and make sure that they are working for you. If you are, and this is just like with offline campaigns too, if you run an offline campaign, say, in a newspaper, or do they still have newspapers? Probably not. Or on TV or in a magazine, you need to track where your sales are coming from, where your prospects are coming from. So on your website, you need to do the same as well. You need to make sure that you have tools in place to track, measure, and monitor some of your traffic. And, again, what we're going to talk about in my training class is the specific tools you need to put in place on your website that won't cost you any money or maybe low-cost tools. One of the things I like to focus on is a lot of low-cost and free tools, not because they're free, but because they give you the opportunity to use a tool, figure out if it works for you or your business, and then you can always upgrade to the paid level of service if it works for you, or if it's not working for you, you can always chuck it and try something else until you find tools that actually work. So I have a website, too, that's dedicated to all free tools. If you're interested, you can go to 101freetools.com. When I find free tools that I like, that I use, I recommend them and I put them on that list. It won't cost you anything to see the list or use the list. Just go out there and search whatever things that you like and decide whether you want to use them or not. So, back to some of the things that you need to do on your website. Now, when it comes to your website, we all know that your website needs to be social media friendly. And if you're not using social media now, you probably should be. When we talk about Facebook, there are over 500,000 users on Facebook. And when we talk about Twitter, those numbers aren't as high, but they are high numbers. The power in these tools are tremendous. One of the things I've done with Twitter is I actually won an iPad tweeting something from American Express. That was really cool. I sent out this tweet. They had a contest, and they liked my tweet, and I actually won an iPad from American Express. But some of the other things you can do for business with Twitter is when I write an article, my articles are automatically tweeted, so it's not an extra step that I have to do. Now, one of my articles I wrote was tweeted, and then overnight, the article was read over 1,200 times, which was absolutely amazing. And then it was retweeted so many times, I lost count. And what that article did for me was I received some interviews in a magazine, newspaper, and as well as, you know, on some websites. So I get all kinds of offers to do speaking engagements. I mean, pretty much it runs the gamut just from the articles that I write and post on Twitter. And then you also want to make sure that those articles that you're writing are shared on Facebook. And there are tools you can put in place to make your website more social media friendly. There are three really no-cost tools that you can implement today to put on your website. And one of the tools is you want to make sure that you have a button on your website that allows people to share your articles on Facebook as well as like your articles and like your fan page. And we want to do that, again, because on Facebook is 500 million people out there and your target audience is there. And if they're on your fan page, people come to your fan page because they like what you're promoting, they like your products and services. They're not coming there just to be your friend. Another tool you want to make sure you have is a button for Twitter. When people come to your website, you want to make sure they are able to retweet your information, and that's easily retweet your information. So you should give them a button on your website as they finish reading your articles to simply click so they can retweet your information. And then there's a little known, well, it's probably more known now, but a little used website called LinkedIn. There's so many things you can do with LinkedIn that people don't realize. Even though it's a professional network, you can still use it to promote your products and services, but not in a salesy kind of way. But if you're writing articles, you can use those articles to promote. And again, during my boot camp, that's going to start on March 1st. You can get more information on SavvyBizBuilder.com/bootcamp. We are going to look at how to create articles in a way that's not salesy. I'm going to give you some exact templates that I use. I'm going to give you some ideas on how to reuse those articles in 50 or more different ways on LinkedIn alone. And actually, now might be a good time to introduce my two guests. Speakers that I have that I asked to join. I have two superstars that took my boot camp in December that I really wanted to come on the line and talk to you a little bit about their experience in the boot camp. And these two ladies, one, her name is Trini Miguel. She is a personal trainer, an aerobics instructor, a former boxer, but her side job is a microbiologist. And anybody that's following me on Facebook, again, you might hear me talking about boxing. Trini is the person that I box with, and she is tough, and she made me tough. Trini, do you want to just say a little bit about your experience in the program?
Sure. Tanya actually opened a whole new, I guess, web world for me. I basically just had a static website with my schedule and just a few little articles and tips here and there. But after taking her class, taking the boot camp, I really learned how to use that website to get me more customers, to bring my message out there, and basically just get my name out there in the cloud and pick up new clients. She's taught me how to use Facebook more effectively and my webpage, and everything's slowly coming together. The numbers from my webpage and from my Facebook page are increasing every single week, and I love it. Without Tanya, I probably wouldn't have at least 5 or 6 customers right now that I would have gotten if I didn't implement the changes that she recommended.
And let me just
say, I really love it.
I really wanted to let people know about your business. It's local. I mean, some
yes.
people think when they use Facebook and when they use Twitter and they have a website, you know, your website could be used to locally promote your products and services or globally promote your products and services. And even though your business is right here, you are finding ways to use those tools and things that we talked about in the boot camp to really propel your business to a whole different level.
Correct. And just I was just looking on my Facebook page a couple days ago. There are actually 3 users that are not in the United States. They're actually in other countries. And they follow my page and everything. So that was absolutely incredible to me. So, yes. Worldwide.
The good thing about that is when you become the next Billy Blanks and you have your DVDs, you have an audience right there that you're building that will be primed and ready for your product.
There you go. Yes. And I will say it was all because of Tanya. I made Tanya a boxer, and Tanya made me a businesswoman.
Well, thank you. Is there
thank
anything
you.
Else you wanted to share?
No, I think that's it. I am slowly implementing your ideas and putting everything together and just plugging away because I know exactly what can happen because I've seen the numbers go up. So it's incredible.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And the next person I wanted to introduce you to, her name is Shawn Mason Spence, and she is a real-life superwoman. I mean, really. She is the mother of five, wife of one, life coach, comedian, and author of a new book called Funny is Just Funny. And I'm exhausted just giving you her rundown. Shawn, please tell people how you were able to, with everything that you have on your plate, take this boot camp.
Well, I have to say, Tanya, the greatest thing about the boot camp is that you keep it simple and you gave us opportunity to implement strategies immediately. Because I had such little time, it was really important that you had already done research. I trust you. You were able to give us the pros and cons of the various suggestions and tools that, you know, the tools that you suggested. And I had complete faith because I needed the information to be proven, and I needed to happen quickly because I have limited time. And your program was so helpful because you walked us through it, you cut out the fat, like you said, you're high on content, and you were able to get things moving and get me moving right away.
Great. Great. That's just awesome. And I appreciate everything that you guys did in the class because you guys are superstars. I mean, you really make things look easy from the outside, but you get the job done, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I think what it is, Tanya, is that it has really helped me because you also held us accountable. That's the other thing that the great benefit that I had from your program is that you gave us what to do, we did it, and you checked back in with us, and you kept us on point. And especially for someone, you know, like us that has schedules all over the place, it really helps to know that you kind of have sort of step by step, and you know, if you do this, and Tanya's going to be on it, and that really makes a difference because you know, having a partnership really helps, especially if you're a solopreneur or you're someone who has, like a lot of my staff, it's virtual. It really helps to have sort of a team of people. And what it's done is that really had me to focus on my market, like you said, really to focus on my target market, focus on what I wanted to offer to them, what I wanted to give to them really, and what I wanted, sort of my online presence. Different than Trini, I already had some knowledge. I had Facebook presence. I had LinkedIn, but I wasn't using them properly. And you really helped me to figure out how to use them to further my business and, more importantly, further my brand. And I think that's what the big result was, is because now people can find me in one place. They can find out the different things that I do, and they can find out how they can work with me. Whereas before, it was just kind of all over the place. You know, it was like the World Wide Web. I was all over the place. And you really helped me to really focus and to target exactly what I was doing and what I wanted my outcomes to be.
Great. And you, like I said, with so many things going on in your life, it's amazing that you were able to keep up and were able to keep up no matter what. One of the things that the training offers is it's a webinar as well as a teleseminar. So if you're not able to be in front of the computer, you can also listen in on the phone, and you make use of all of those things. I'm going through my notes trying to make sure to see if there's anything else that I left out. And Sean, please feel free if you have anything else that you want to say, jump right in.
No, you know, I think the biggest thing for me was the follow-up, the checklist, the tools, everything that you did, Tanya, really made me feel like we were, it was like we were taking a degree in social media, right? It wasn't stressful, but it was very structured. And for me, with a crazy life, which I don't know anybody else on the call has, that really helped.
Great. And social media is one of my favorite topics, and I like to talk about social media just because it's one of those things that's new. It's always changing, and I think it's like trial by fire. I'm always amazed when I find somebody who is an expert because, I mean, with staying on top of so many different tools, it's amazing that they can manage. Just knowing a little bit about Facebook and Twitter and even LinkedIn is a lot. So somebody who knows a lot about all of them is really incredible. I want to make sure that I give you guys a chance, again, to take a look at the website, savvybizbuilder.com/bootcamp, and let you know a little bit about the program that I'm offering. It is a six-week program that's going to start on March the 1st, and there are six components. The first component is website components. What you absolutely need on your website and what you don't. The second one is effective promotion. The fortune is in a follow-up. And we're going to talk about specific ways of how you can follow up with your customers or potential customers even while you're sleeping, while you're playing, while you're working, while you're doing some of these other things. We're going to have specific examples. I'm going to tell you about the tools that I use personally and give you some lots of examples and checklists. So really, everything that I'm doing in this class is fill in the blank. It's like a recipe, but better. If you can fill in the blanks, you can get all of this stuff done and done quickly. Class number three, we're going to talk about content, how content is king, and how you can be recognized as an authority in your marketplace. And again, this is huge. Being recognized as an authority gets people book deals, it gets them more clients, it gets them more exposure. Somebody gave me an analogy, and it's called pie, and you want your piece of the pie, and it's about performance, implementation, and exposure. And believe it or not, the performance piece is 10%. Implementation is another 10%, but the exposure is the 80%. And using your content to get you more exposure coupled with your social media is huge. Class number four, we're going to talk about marketing made easy, using your video for promotion and for profit. And this is where we are going to talk about more than using YouTube. It's not just about YouTube. Anybody can take a YouTube, a digital camera, a flip camera, their cell phone, and create a video and upload it to YouTube. But in this particular module, we're going to talk about how you can leverage that to make products and services, other places you can promote that video, how to easily get that video on your website, on Twitter, and on Facebook. Module number five is my very favorite topic. Again, it's called Social Media Secrets, How to Be Heard Over the Noise. And we are going to jump in to social media. And this is not just about using social media for the typical ways about posting your status updates, you know, letting people know where you are or uploading pictures of what you did over the weekend. We're really going to discuss, and I'm going to show you some ways to use these tools that you may not even have thought of that will get you extreme exposure. And then the last thing we're going to talk about in the course is your numbers, how to accurately monitor and measure your results. Again, it's very important when you have your website not to just put it up there and not monitor. It's kind of like the money you put in your bank account. When you put the money in, you want to make sure you know how much is going in, you know how much is coming out, and you definitely know who it's going to. And you want to use these same techniques. When we talk about your website, you want to know where the traffic is coming from, how they heard about you, what they're doing on your website, how long they're taking on your website, what they're looking at. I mean, these are just some of the things that you need to know about your website. It's really important that you have a plan and that you measure, monitor, and track what's going on your website. And then, in addition to the training classes, you also will have access to the online forum. And in the forum, you have a group of people who are all following the same methodology. You can get an accountability buddy there. I think Sean and Trini have hooked up to keep each other accountable. And that's, you know, we all need accountability when we're running our business, especially if you are a solo entrepreneur, you work by yourself. If you don't belong to a mastermind group, this could be a good start. Inside that forum, you'll also have access to all of the calls will be recorded. There'll be MP3 calls there you can download and listen to while you're driving into work or if you're exercising or listen to them again if you need a refresher. You'll also be able to download copies of the webinar, the actual slides that I use. You'll find your resources list there, your checklist, your worksheets, everything you need in the class will be in this forum for you and made available to you. And in addition to that, you know, I have a section in there for questions and answers. So each of these calls of the six modules that I mentioned, each one will be 75 minutes, which includes time for training as well as time for question and answer. And the question and answer is definitely your time to to ask those detailed questions and get the answers that you're looking for. If you know what you need in advance, you can submit those questions in advance, or I will be on the call live to answer your questions. The training will take place starting March the 1st, every Tuesday for 6 weeks from 7 p.m. until roughly about 8:15 or so, 8:30, depending on how many questions that we have, and it's going to last through April the 15th. As a special bonus, I am offering the first 10 people who sign up to take the boot camp will get my Twitter Quick Start Toolkit. And this is a must-have resource for anybody that wants to know how to use Twitter in detail. This includes a huge ebook with lots of information. It includes 101 ways to use Twitter to grow your business. And this one, there are definitely some tips and tools there that you probably hadn't thought of. There's a clickable resource guide, all full of Twitter tools that you can use, and then there's also a step-by-step workbook. And, again, that's being offered to the first people who sign up for the workshop. So I just want to – we went through a lot of information really, really quickly. I just want to just go back a little bit and just make sure I touched on all the points from the worksheet and make sure you were able to fill out that information. Again, looking at the worksheet, when we're talking about the type of website you should have that keeps your customers and potential customers coming back, it's called a dynamic worksheet, a dynamic or also known as a blog, and you're going to use this to keep your content fresh and up to date because your clients, your customers, they want fresh information. They don't want to come and see information that's left over from Christmas. When we're talking about the mistakes that can keep you from making money online, you know, the things that I talked about is not regularly communicating with your customers. You want to make sure that you do that in a way that they'll appreciate and it's not going to be spammy. You also want to be mindful of this mistake, not knowing who your business is trying to help. You need to make sure that you know exactly who your target audience is, and it makes that knowing that one thing will make it so easy to find who you want to target offline as well as online. It puts you knowing who your target audience is puts you in front of when you're networking. If you are looking for mechanics, you're not going to network with a bunch of hairstylists. If you're online, the same thing holds true. If you're looking for people specifically in Maryland, you're not going to spend your time in marketing to people in L.A. because your product or service only is used in your particular area. So you really need to know who your business is trying to help. And then another mistake is, again, not marketing in the right places, you know, wasting time posting things on sites that don't even have your potential customers or using what I call, again, the spray and pray method where you're trying to market to everybody and your product or service gets lost in all the noise and doesn't really stand out. And then the other thing we talked about is one of the ways that you can use as a no-cost marketing technique to really easily be seen in the industry and to effortlessly promote yourself, your website, and to boost those search engine rankings is to use article marketing. With article marketing, you are going to write articles about your business, about topics in your business that are important, about topics in your business that people are looking for information for. And there's a way you can do that without giving away the farm, but it's still very informative and helpful, and that will drive people back to you and back to your website. And then the other thing we talked about is in order to determine if your marketing is actually generating results, you know, with the articles and using social media, you want to make sure that you are monitoring, measuring, and tracking everything that goes on around your website. And we're going to talk about tools that you can put in place to make that happen. And I'll give you guys a little hint for this one. I mean, some people may think it's about Google Analytics. And installing, if you know, Google has a really nice free tool, but sometimes their tool is not accurate. So what I'm going to do is introduce you to another tool that is low cost, and they even have a free version that gives you instant access to your data. With Google Analytics, you have to wait a couple of days. You won't get instant access to that information. And then the last thing that we talked about is really making sure that once you have your website, and even if you have one in place now, is making sure your website is social media friendly. You know, you want to make sure you have some social media components integrated into your website. You want to make sure if you're using a fan page, which you should be, that you have a way that people know that they can connect to you via your fan page, that they can like your fan page directly from your website, or they can share your articles directly from your website. You want to make sure that they have you have a button on there that they can tweet your information. People are busy. They might run across your information. They're probably not going to come back to it. So if you have that button readily available, they can click on it and tweet your information instantly. And then the last thing is you want to make sure you have a button on there that people can share your articles on LinkedIn. Even though, again, LinkedIn is a professional network, there are pockets of people on there, groups, all kinds of groups on there, people on there looking for your products and services that may be able to share that with other people that they are familiar with. So this concludes everything that I really wanted to share. This was basically an informational call with a lot of content crammed into a really short period of time. And unless my two superstars want to say something else, do you guys have anything else you want to say, Ed?
Let's see. I think Tanya's boot camp is incredible. Like I said before, it introduced me to tools and things that I didn't even know about on the web. Excuse me. So if you have the opportunity, I say go for it. You will learn so much. It will totally help your business.
This is Sean. And I, too, like Srini, recommend Tanya. Tanya, I've been involved with technology. Not quite the punch card, but close enough.
That's good.
Close enough. And I remember paying for my first website. And I remember having to just totally trust someone to create what I thought I needed. I really didn't even have a clue at that time. It cost me almost $2,000. I couldn't do any of the changes. I mean, it was just kind of there. And since then, just from taking your class, I've been able to save, and again, that first website was many years ago, but I've been able to save so much money learning about the tools and the strategy and really defining the purpose of the website. You know, I was definitely one of those people who was like, well, at least I have a website. That's not enough. And especially now, like you said, people want dynamic. They want good content. They want interaction. And you really helped us to really point out how we can better interact with our particular client base and how we can save money, but more importantly, how we can save time.
Right.
Because that is so key for me. You kept it simple. You made it clear. And everything isn't for everybody. So I knew after you went through the explanation, said, oh, this could work. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. And it really helped me to, just like you said, cut through the noise, cut through the tips and all the newsletters that tell you 50 million things you're supposed to be doing at the same time. I'm like, how can I do this? And I'm one person. And it really helped. Tremendous, you know, it just saved me so much. It got me really fired up because it led me to other things that I didn't think about. You know, it sort of freed me up to think about the more important things, developing content and interacting with my customers instead of dealing with what tools and what I need to implement.
And that's the important part too, Sean. You know, for so many people, if they're in business, they do what they do. I mean, if you're a cupcake baker, you bake cupcakes, so you don't sit on the internet and it's tools and resources and strategies out there that they just may not be aware of that they can implement And that's what I do. I do all that and test and use so that other people don't have to. That's where I'm really good at doing that, you know. I can pretty much tell you what tools work and what tools don't work because I've tested them. And if I haven't, I probably will test them if it's something new that comes out. So, again, I really appreciate everybody taking the time to come to this call. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Trini. If you are interested in this training class, please visit SavvyBizBuilder.com/bootcamp and sign up. The bootcamp will start on March the 1st. Again, it's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And you can also reach me on Facebook at SavvyBizBuilder.com, on Twitter at SavvyBizBuilder.com. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to join me and learning a little bit about me. This audio will be available with the link. Look for an email from me. I'll send it out within the next 24 hours, so you'll have that to listen to again and see if you missed anything. Again, thank you very much, and everybody enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night.